Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for April 2nd, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's Election Day in Chicago! Woo-hoo! I'm hosting Election Night coverage for WGN Radio tonight, 7 to 10. We're doing it live at the Billy Goat under Michigan Avenue, so come on out and drink if you're lucky. Rick Kogan will tell you the history of classic saloons.
In my time, let me tell you about this saloon over on Clark Street.
See. Is there any other news than Election Day in Chicago? No. That's why we thought we would forego the standard structure, which we've done once, and give you a treat. The first ever Lower Wacker Live voting guide. When you go to the polls today, because let's face it, you're lazy. You haven't gone yet. Instead of being the dweeb who brings the printed newspaper guide into the booth, be the dweeb that puts his or her headphones in and uses this guide to help you make the right choice. All right? I have put together 50 questions that are musts for any Chicagoans voting today. You will know who to vote for once you know where the candidate stands on these important questions. Are we ready? The Lower Wacker Live Voting Guide. Which candidate will make this Jussie Smollett story go away? Okay. Which candidate will make Chipotle wash their lettuce? And an extra question on that one. Which candidate will make Chipotle wash their hands? Because we really don't know where it's coming from. Which candidate will force teenagers to throw their empty Cheetos bags in the park garbage can, not just in my foyer? Okay. And which candidate will make people stop peeing on the bus? All right, it's off to a good start. I think we're off to a good start. I already know who I want. Let's see. You're not satisfied? You're not ready? You don't know? I got more. Which candidate will make the network stop showing fans that dress up like Dicka for Bears games? Which candidate will say no to Jim Peterick playing acoustic guitar? Which candidate will crack down on open-toed shoes at work? Which candidate thinks 90 seconds of commercials on Hulu is a bit much? And which candidate will stop people from writing Facebook posts to start with, I usually don't write posts like this, but see more. No thanks. Okay, keep going. Which candidate goes to Billy Goat and orders the perch dinner? Which candidate will force Uber and Lyft to stop taking the expressway? Just take Washington. Why are you getting on 290? Which candidate is against pre-ripped jeans? And on the flip side, what candidate is for formal sweatpants? Which candidate is honest enough to admit they don't know who Nipsey Hussle is? And which candidate will buff the bean? I mean, personally, get in there. Really get in there with some elbow grease. Buff that bean. Not enough? We got more. Which candidate will put a cap on Canadian gooseware? Which candidate will stop cops from turning on their sirens to run red lights, faking like they have somewhere to go? It's so obvious. It's a half block. You turn them off. We know what you're doing. You stop. It's ridiculous. Which candidate will stop Costco from being such jerks about showing the membership card? What, I need it at the register and the door? And on the way out? Come on. I just want to buy 80 granola bars. Is that so hard? Which candidate will force Wrigleyville to stop building new bars that look like they're old bars? You've been there for 2 months, not 25 years. You don't need an anniversary show. Get out. Which candidate will force guys to stop talking on the phone in the bathroom stall? That's what I want to know. You want more? I've got more. I can keep going and going. Which candidate has a PayPal account? And which candidate transfers their cash through the bank's app? Gotta know this. Which candidate will force that one Instagram user to post all of her pictures together, not separate posts? That's what stories are for. Come on! Which candidate will open a cell phone store on the same block as another cell phone store? Which candidate will vacuum the carpet at the Thompson Center? It's gross. And which candidate will stop making people take their shoes off in the movie theater? Someone needs to... Who's asleep at the wheel? Who's taking their shoes off at the movie theater? Which candidate has the courage to suggest that I switch to a standing desk? Which candidate is responsible enough to refill the Brita? Which candidate will make half-day summer camps illegal? What's the point? What do you mean you've done it 12? Which candidate will bring back Byron Miranda? Oh, he's back? I don't know. Is he back? I think he's back. The billboards in River North say he's back. Which candidate will bring us celebrity voiceovers and cabs and on the L? Get rid of that monotone voice. Give me Jim Belushi saying, hey, it's Clyburn. Which candidate says venti instead of large when ordering at Starbucks? I need to know that. And which candidate will tell tourists that Garrett's popcorn is just as good as the popcorn at Mariano's? And also avoid Navy Pier altogether. Which candidate will decide if the Blommer's chocolate factory smell is good or bad? I can't tell. Is it chocolate or is it poop? I can't tell. Which candidate has the courage to suggest that Doctor Strange will probably bring the Avengers back with the Time Stone? One of these candidates needs to step up. Which candidate will finally tell Whole Foods that those grapes, they're too expensive? I don't care where they were made. They're too expensive. Which candidate will cap the amount of improvisers that can live in Chicago at one time? That has to be done, by the way. That has to be done. Which candidate will correctly pronounce Goethe Street? It's Goethe. We all know it's Goethe. Which candidate knows what's on sale at Jewel this weekend? This week at Jewel, ham! And which candidate will tell Ann Sathers that the buns are too big? Those buns are too big, and you know it. Which candidate will bring back Migs Field and then in the middle of the night destroy it? Which candidate will let Jerry Taft do the weather? Somebody's got to let Jerry Taft come back! Which candidate will fix the Sun-Times website? Which candidate will bring back Google Plus? Today is its last day, by the way. I'm going to miss the Hangouts. I'm really going to miss the Hangouts. Which candidate will fine people for putting their voting wristband photos on social media? Why, you voted? But how can I be sure? Can you show me? Can you show me in a way that you voted? Right. Which candidate likes the Chrysler LeBaron? And which one likes the Pontiac Grand Prix? Which candidate has enough interest in their community to take the empty creamer container back to the counter? Which candidate will make the young lady stop showing so much underbutt at Lollapalooza? And dudes, enough with the basketball jerseys. It's only ironic if you know who Detlef Schrempf is. And finally, which candidate will make the Jussie Smollett story go away? There you go, everybody. That is the Lower Wacker Lied voting guide. What do you think? You like that? If you got any you'd like to add, go ahead and reply on Twitter, at Justin Kaufman. And thanks to Schadenfreude, my friends in my comedy group, Kate, and Sandy, and Steve, and Adam for helping out with this bit. Lower Wacker Live, produced by Pete Zimmerman. The music today, Wes Restless. If you're a local beat maker, hit us up and we'll play your stuff and give you so much credit. Oh my God, so much credit. Email Pete at pzimmerman@wgnradio.com. Also subscribe and like and love and thumbs up and comment and sad faces podcast, whatever you do. See you tonight at Billy Goat, right here again tomorrow.